Quincy Asian Resources and the Green Energy Consumers Alliance are teaming up to give you an opportunity to check out electric vehicles right here in Quincy. This is coming up on Saturday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at President Plaza. Where is that, you say? It's on Quincy Avenue, where the Camman Market is, where, for us old-timers, Bradley's used to be. It's right in front of the China Pearl restaurant. So we really want to welcome to the program from Quincy Asian Resources, Luann Bui, and from the Green Energy Consumers Alliance, Anna Vanderspeck. Ladies, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
That's great to have you, Anna. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had you here not too long ago to talk more specifically about actual electric vehicles.
Yes.
So here's an opportunity to kind of show them off, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So why don't we talk, Luann, first of all, about this partnership between Quarry and Green Energy Consumers Alliance and what that is and how that came about.
So the partnership with us and Green Consumer Energy is an ongoing 3 years program for education and raise awareness about EV car and how we can support our community to get the correct information and remove all the barriers for our communities regarding the EV.
So why is Quarry so interested in exposing, I guess, particularly the Asian community to electric vehicles?
I think we do care about the climate change, and you know, public health is also one of the things that you know Quarry is also very caring deeply about, because I think a lot of information that our communities don't have the right access, right? I think language also the key that you know help, and we have the capacity to support our Asian communities here and everybody at Quincy, so that's why we take it on to support it.
Okay, are electric vehicles popular in China, Asia?
So that's a very brand new, so a lot of people don't know. They think EV car is a luxury item and it's kind of expensive, right?
Well, they are.
Yeah. But I think through this process, working with Green Consumer Energy, we're learning that there are other rebates, you know, other way that we can get car, EV car that's not too expensive. And with the gas price that skyrocketed and through the pandemic, I think a lot of our, you know, community of color is like suffering, you know. So I think this is a great way to educate and raise awareness that you can still have EV car, right? You can still care about the environment without burning your pocket.
Okay. Anna, we should probably bring you in and ask you about the Alliance, its mission, its purpose.
Sure. So we have been around since the 1980s, and we run a series of programs and services that help people access clean energy technology. So we have programs in solar and wind energy and heat pumps and energy efficiency, but for this project specifically, we're talking about clean transportation.
Right.
So we've been running a program for a couple of years called Drive Green, which helps people learn about electric cars and get all of their questions answered about, like, how do I go on a road trip and how much does this actually cost and what models are there? And then we can help them get a car when they're ready to actually make the switch. And we were very lucky to find Quarry to work on this project together because we want to do some more targeted outreach and more community-based work around clean transportation.
Who do you think kind of the market is for electric vehicles, you know, going forward? Is it young people? Is it retirees? Is it professionals? I mean, who's going to be the next generation of EV drivers, if you will?
I think everyone. I'm sure that there are market analysts who could tell you specific personas.
Yeah.
But we're in a very interesting spot right now that the sale of gas-powered cars is slowing and the sale of EVs is increasing, because with gas prices right now, it is much more easy to understand viscerally that the fuel costs are so much lower.
Yeah.
And the value of this partnership is that there's lots of other benefits that people aren't aware of, like maintenance costs are basically cut in half over the lifetime of the vehicle.
No oil, no spark plugs.
Exactly.
You know, none of the combustible engine
and
components.
And there's lots of vehicles out there that aren't the super luxury models that are really comparable to the types of cars that people are buying anyway, so just trying to communicate that out there. But I think lots of people are turning to EVs for lots of different reasons, whether it is the total cost of ownership being lower, whether it's the snazzy tech, which a lot of people are really into, or whether it's climate and public health.
Yeah.
There's lots of different reasons people are coming to this space, and it's just exciting to see right now that lots more people are.
It's really interesting because manufacturers are ahead of the curve sometimes on this. You know, I just read an article earlier this morning. General Motors is planning to come out with a mass appeal EV SUV. I think the Blazer model mm-hmm. is going to be completely electrified. And by 2035, they want to be totally electric. General Motors, I mean, the hallmark of American industry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really exciting. There's a lot of different manufacturers that are responding to this global change because, I mean, we're working in Quincy, so we see the market very locally.
Yes.
But the car market itself is global, and there's lots of excellent policies in Europe pushing those markets forward. And China, actually, as a market, has been moving towards electric vehicles very quickly because of all of the localized air pollution that those vehicles can help mitigate.
Yeah.
And so the US market is kind of on the tailwinds of that also going electric, but I think manufacturers are seeing that this is where we're going.
Yeah.
So, and I know I've talked to you about this before, mm-hmm. but I think it just bears repeating that, is there going to be enough electricity, Anna, to charge all these electric vehicles? And doesn't the generation of that electricity also add to global warming?
I'll do the second question first, and then the first question second.
Okay.
So right now, if you plug in an electric vehicle onto the grid in Massachusetts, your emissions go down by about 75% from transportation. So that is including the emissions of generating the electricity that you're fueling your car with. But electric vehicles are so much more efficient than gas-powered cars. They just waste a lot less energy.
Yeah.
And then we're adding renewable energy to the grid every year, so they're just getting cleaner and cleaner. So yes, there are some emissions, but they're significantly mm-hmm. less than gas-powered mm-hmm. cars. Are we going to have enough electricity? Yes. Because we've got really great resources like offshore wind that are coming online that will make a lot of baseload energy, just sort of energy that's always there.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts is referred to sometimes as the Saudi Arabia of offshore wind
really?
Because we've got so much potential here. And there's really exciting stuff happening on the state level about bringing on new offshore wind. And then secondly, vehicles tend to charge when other electric demand is low. So people tend to charge overnight, and that is not when you're running your AC as high or using the microwave and doing all the other things. So with adequate incentives from electric utilities to make sure that people are charging when it's best for the grid, we could actually use electric vehicles to charge overnight and smooth out supply and demand on the grid. So there's some really exciting stuff happening in that space too.
Yeah, I was thinking about this morning. It really is, it's kind of growing pains, you know, in this switchover, right? It, I mean, it's been what, 100 years for the combustible engine. So this is a transition period.
Fun side note is that 100 years ago, some of the first vehicles were actually electric.
Yes, that's right.
Really, really
it's not new technology,
old style
right?
batteries,
yeah, yeah,
but yeah.
yeah. I mean, obviously, today's are completely different.
Vastly
from them.
Superior, but
right, exactly.
It's about time.
Yeah,
but it's not new. You know,
it's not new.
It's not new. It's just been adapted now to the mass market, if you will. There were steam-powered cars,
yeah.
you know, years ago as well. So, Luann, let's talk about the actual event.
Yep.
Coming up on Saturday. Again, it's July 23rd, 10 to 1 at President Plaza on Quincy Avenue, right in front of the China Pearl restaurant. What's going to be happening?
So we will start our event from 10 to 1. We'll have a lot of EV cars with an ambassador there. The motive for that is to kind of get in touch with the community and let the community know what initiative that we're going to have and kind of provide some information, you know, some cars there for people to take a look and go sit on it and have questions. And we'll have material in multiple languages. So it's the whole point that to kind of remove all the barriers for our communities to come. And we also have raffle tickets. So as part of that, you come and see the EV car, you answer some surveys questions because we want to know what the community needs, right? We want to know what they don't know and what do they already know. So then we can kind of figure out how we kind of develop our material and workshop and cater to our needs of Quincy residents. So that's the main goal for our EV kickoff, having fun, but then also a learning process for our community and get them excited that, you know, EV cars coming and supporting all the needs of our communities.
Will folks be able to drive the cars, Luann?
So because we are in the parking lot of China Pearl and Cayman, so I think the logistic of driving might not be at ideal, but they will be able to sit in the cars. We have EV ambassadors that speak different languages that will support. So right now we have Vietnamese, Chinese, Spanish, and do you know other EV cars language that
I have? Think those are the languages at this event. Yeah. I can talk through the car models too, but those are the languages for
Yeah, so event. Right now that's what we support. And then sort of right in front of China Pearl that we block off, probably 20 parking lots, and then we'll have tables there. Oh. We'll have donuts, and we'll have coffee, water, like just conversation, right? We want to get, you know, to know our community's needs and what do they know, what they don't. So we can cater the needs for it. And we'll have the youth will be there volunteering, talking to the community members, and we'll have a raffle ticket. So the raffle tickets will be doing every hours of the event, and then we'll have the raffle ticket live as well.
What can I win, Luann? Can I win a car?
I wish. but I think the fun part of the raffle ticket that when Corey participate on that, we want it to be community focused. Yep. So the raffle ticket will be gift card to Cayman Grocery Store, will be China Pearl, will be the Pho Vietnamese restaurant, will be the Korean restaurant in that Presidents Plaza. It's part of giving back to community, support community, and encourage people to kind of go back and support the local, you know, businesses as well.
Yeah, nice for them to put those up as well to support.
Yeah, and then they're really excited for us to be there, and you know, I think that will be a, like community effort to kind of spread out the words and how we can, you know, bridge that gap, right, for our community to learn about all the initiatives, you know, stay more green and just save money on along the way.
Right. Anna, what will vehicles be? How many will there be? What will they be?
So we'll have about a dozen. And as Luann mentioned, they're all EV ambassadors, so they're individual people bringing their personal vehicles.
Oh, okay. So I was picturing they're coming from dealerships or something.
No dealership, okay. No manufacturer, just actual real people who can tell you about their actual lived experience with the cars.
That's actually better.
It is better. Yeah. It is, and it's more fun.
Yeah,
so
right.
We have a whole slew of cars. So we have a bunch of Teslas because we know that everybody's curious about Teslas. Yep. So we've got several different Tesla models. We've got a snazzy new electric pickup truck, the Rivian R1T, that is only just now actually being delivered to people who ordered it. Mm. So it's one of the first electric pickup trucks on the road. So we'll have one of those.
Rivian.
It is a basically a startup or a company like Tesla. It's not a traditional manufacturer.
I see.
And it came into existence to fill this particular market gap that there weren't any electric pickup trucks available.
Okay.
And it's very snazzy. So we'll have that. We'll also have some more affordable cars like the Chevy Bolt, the Nissan Leaf. There's going to be an electric Mini Cooper. So we're trying to have a smattering of different vehicles that meet different people's needs. And you can just walk from one to the other, talk to the actual owner, sit in the car, check if it's got enough trunk space for you or whatever. And it's a nice way to see a variety without having to go to seven different dealerships. You can just come to one place and see them all in one spot.
Yeah, and also not have the pressure of a dealership experience too, right?
There's
nobody hovering over you, you know, trying to sell you something. They're just sharing their own personal experience. Maybe they could even share the experience they had when they purchased that vehicle. I think I see two big obstacles, and I'm sure you'll agree with the EVs. Number one is the cost, right? They are kind of expensive, at least the higher model, higher end models. And then two, the concern about running out of charge while you're driving your electric vehicle, right?
That is definitely a concern. I mean, that is those are the two concerns we hear all the time.
Right.
And when we did a survey with Corey about what community members' concerns are, those were the two, cost and charging.
Sure.
So that's the value of these EV ambassadors, that they can say, look, I bought this car for this much. So the Chevy Bolt, for example, right now, Chevy just dropped the price. So it starts in the 20,000 range. And people don't know that. And so you can hear from real people. And then on charging in particular, it's one thing to go to a dealership and have a dealer tell you, you know, it's not that hard to charge. But it's another thing to go to an event and have an EV ambassador being like, well, I just plug in my garage. And when I go see my grandmother in Rochester, New York, I stop at this charging station and this is how I do it. And so that's the value of events like this and also the fun of it, that you can talk to real people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Luann, are you doing this type of event in other places around Quincy or the South Shore?
Actually, we are going to, but I think we have to start the kickoff first.
Okay.
And then we'll have the surveys for our community's members to fill out, and then we'll see what the needs are. We're also thinking of doing, you know, focus group, like workshop, to kind of, you know, personalize on, you know, education's materials. We have, you know, booklets for questions and answers, because when we talk about EV, a lot of our community's members only know Tesla, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's great for the events that we have varieties of other cars, that they know that it's not just Tesla because they cannot be expensive.
Yes.
They always think that's way out of, you know, their pocket.
Yes, but, yeah.
And then also the August Moon Festival coming up, we also have all the EV cars will be there as well. But that will have people for test drive. So
Okay.
Of course, that will coming up again for Quincy.
Yeah.
In the future for all the event again for the communities.
Okay. All right. That'll be right on
Coddington.
Quincy? Coddington Street.
Yeah, the Coddington Street. Yeah, I'm super excited for that. Yeah.
And Anna, you were telling me earlier that there'll also be an MBTA bus and
yes.
a school bus?
So part of this whole campaign is we want to talk about clean transportation in general.
Yeah.
So that doesn't just mean electric cars. It means lots of things. So we're really excited. The MBTA will be bringing an electric bus because the big new garage that they're rebuilding in Quincy is being built to house electric buses.
Right.
And the particular benefits of electric buses are something we want to highlight because buses run on diesel, and diesel is absolutely terrible yeah. from both a greenhouse gas and public health standpoint. So prioritizing electrifying big, heavy-duty vehicles like buses is huge. We're hoping to get an electric school bus as well, and we'll have lots of EV ambassadors and also e-bikes.
Mm-hmm.
So e-bikes are normal bicycles that have a battery on them so that you can go further and maybe pedal a little less hard if you're going uphill
mm-hmm.
or on a long distance, mm-hmm. and they can replace vehicle trips. Especially if you've got a cargo bike or something like that. So we'll have some e-bikes there as well that people can learn more about. And so they will have a whole sort of menu of options for clean transportation.
Okay. Do you know, are there any more financial incentives to purchase an electric vehicle, either by state or federal government?
Yes.
There are.
So the federal tax credit is as it has been. It is up to $7,500. And the up to depends on the vehicle, the battery size, and your personal tax liability, and
okay.
all the information is on our website, so you can learn more about it there. The state rebate right now is $2,500 for a battery electric vehicle and $1,500 for a plug-in hybrid. And for both of those, the final sales price has to be under $50,000.
Okay.
It is possible that literally as we speak, mm-hmm. that might be changing because
okay. All right.
there is a big climate bill at the Massachusetts State House right now that is expected to hopefully maybe come out sometime this week. And in an earlier draft of it, it increased the rebate for battery electric vehicles and removed it for plug-in hybrids.
Oh,
so
okay.
we'll see what happens. The bill is in conference committee, so really anything
mm-hmm.
could happen.
Okay.
But in the next couple of weeks, we're expecting for that bill to pass, knock on wood, and that would change the structure slightly. But Massachusetts is committed to maintaining that state rebate for the time being.
Okay. Battery electric is completely electric,
yes.
right? Hybrid is a combination of gas and electric?
Yeah, so battery electric is pure electric. Then you've got, on the other end of the spectrum, you've got a traditional hybrid, which is a gas-powered car with a small battery.
Yep.
And then the sort of middle is the plug-in hybrid, where you've got a larger battery that you charge by plugging it into a wall outlet,
mm-hmm.
but it has a backup gas tank as well.
I see, okay. All right, so these are some of the questions I'm sure you'll get at the event on
yes.
Saturday.
Yes, and we'll have some of each type too, so that you can talk
yeah.
to pure battery electric owners and also plug-in hybrid owners.
Oh, good to know, okay. Anything else we should let folks know about, do you think, right now? Certainly we should give out some points of contact for folks who have questions or want
yes.
to get some more information.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the information will be on CoreUSA.org. So we are a link to Green Energy Consumer Alliance website.
Okay.
And we are in the process of translating to different languages, four different languages, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, Spanish, and Portuguese.
Okay.
So our community member, when they click on it, regardless if they are efficient in English or they don't know how to speak English, they will totally get the information that they need.
Okay.
And so they can go to our website and then click on all the links, and it will be right there for them to
okay.
access.
Great. Anything else, Anna?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We're excited.
We are.
We're really excited.
And the cars have air conditioning, too, because
yes.
it's going to be hot on Saturday.
Yeah.
And the glorious thing is you can run the vehicle without worrying about poisoning anybody because it's just running on the battery.
There you go. No CO to worry about, right?
Nope,
yeah.
nope.
Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you have a great event on Saturday.
Yeah,
well,
thank you
so much.
Hope to see you there.
You're very welcome. And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. Please join us again next time.